So for Buddhists, faith in Buddha Shakyamuni, I think this won't come as a surprise. For Buddhists, faith in Buddha Shakyamuni is their spiritual life. And the root of all Dharma realizations. So for example, love, patience, compassion, wisdom in our heart, where are those going to come from? Because when we meet Buddha's teachings, we are able to improve our mind and become a better person. Week by week, month by month, year by year, we completely change for the better. We're changing anyway, but we change for the better. I think that's a good idea, rather than just randomly change, and maybe even change for the worse. So we learn how to change for the better. So the root of all Dharma realizations, such as love, patience, compassion, wisdom, loving kindness, is faith in Buddha Shakyamuni. So we're now going to learn why faith is important. So there's a dependent related sequence between faith, aspiration, and effort. Or we can say between faith, wish, and what we give energy to. They're dependent. So I'm going to explain this. If we have deep faith in Buddha, what will happen? If we have deep faith in Buddha, we will naturally wish to practice Buddha's teachings. So from faith comes wish. If we have faith in Buddha, we will naturally wish to practice Buddha's teachings. So let's say we naturally have that wish. If we naturally wish to practice Buddha's teachings, we will apply effort in the practice of the teachings. Then what will happen? We'll accomplish results. So I'm just going to say that again, because it's important we understand these things. If we have faith in Buddha, if we have faith in Buddha, we will naturally wish to practice Buddha's teachings. With that wish to practice Buddha's teachings, we will apply effort, give energy to putting the teachings into practice in our busy daily life. If we're putting the teachings into practice in our heart, results will come. So for example, if we take Buddha's teachings on love, if we faith, you know, we say in the prayer, the liberating prayer, you who love all living beings without exception. That's one of Buddha's preeminent qualities. So if we have faith in Buddha, we will wish to practice Buddha's teachings, for example, on love. We will apply effort, because we have a wish, we'll apply effort in the teachings on love, and we will naturally become more loving. So it works like that. So then Geshe-la says, if we have deep faith in Buddha, we will naturally develop the strong wish to practice his teachings. With this wish, we shall definitely apply effort in our Dharma practice. With strong effort, we shall accomplish permanent liberation from the sufferings of this life and countless future lives. So that means no problems, no pain, no suffering, permanent liberation. That means we never, ever suffer again, ever. If we realize Buddha's teachings, as I'm going to explain. So now we can go backwards. So that was forwards. Now we go backwards. Permanent liberation from suffering. So we just said, may all suffering quickly cease. Permanent liberation from suffering. is what Buddhist teachings are all about. It's why they exist. It's Buddhist aim. Permanent liberation from suffering. No suffering. Depends upon applying effort to put Buddhist teachings into practice. That effort or energy depends upon our wish to practice Buddhist teachings. The wish to practice Buddhist teachings comes from faith in Buddha. So if we understand this, we reach a conclusion. If we truly want to experience benefit from our practice of Buddhist teachings and become someone free from sorrow, we become someone permanently free from suffering. If you imagine that, it means you have power and ability to help others become free from suffering too, because everybody can become permanently free from suffering. Everybody. So we reach the conclusion, if we truly want to experience great benefit from our practice of these instructions, we need to develop and maintain deep faith in Buddha.